Jude. If you have a church Bible, it's on page 1086. You'll recall that last week, Elder Alex brought some teaching. He went systematically through this chapter, the chapter of Jude, and in particular, because it was earnestly contending for the Faith Sunday, he looked at that, but he went through the chapter. Obviously, I don't intend doing that this morning. I believe the Lord has just given me a word. It's really continuing the theme that I've been going through the last few weeks about being humble before the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can experience his resurrection power, that we can enjoy the life of Christ. But for that, we have to be emptied of self. I've entitled this morning's sermon, Being Blessed of God and Blessing Others. Being blessed of God and blessing others. And we will just read the opening verses of the Epistle of Jude. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Saviour, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. So we notice that this letter is addressed to the called out ones, those who were one time in the world, enjoying the things of the world, but they heard the voice of Jesus calling them. And they come to Christ as Saviour and Lord, now separated from the world. They're the called out ones. As Alex mentioned last week, Jude wanted to write a totally different letter. He wanted to write just about really the things of salvation. He wanted to bring a message, a letter that would cause the people just to rejoice. That's what he wanted to do exclusively. But he ended up writing something really quite different, even though there are some gems in here. Hallelujah. Gems of encouragement, gems of blessing, gems that if you hold on, you will, God will present you faultless and with great joy. What a hope, what a future the believer has in Jesus. Friends, let me tell you, I would far rather always, always preach about topics and themes that uplift and stimulate faith than speak on some of the serious matters that I feel duty bound to do. When we talk about false teachings, the harlings, and the danger of falling away. If this precious book, the Bible, was not so full and complete of these warnings, then I wouldn't bother. But as shepherd, I have a duty before God because I'm accountable to the Lord. We are to be earnest in the defense of our faith. The faith. We are to be earnest. That is why we are exhorted, aren't we, to put on the whole armor of God, so that we can be defending the faith, standing firm in Jesus, and resisting the attacks of the evil one, the principalities, the powers that are forever wanting to undermine you and destroy us. But God, in his mercy, has given us a great provision. Hallelujah. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, the Word of God, praying in the Spirit. Friends, most of us wouldn't dream of leaving our homes in the morning without having a wash, without getting dressed, and having some breakfast. We may not always want to do those things, but we normally do, if not for our sake, for the sake of others. How much more this should apply to our spiritual life? Should it not? Should it not? Are you, am I, dressed for battle today? Will we be tomorrow if God spares us? Is our mind controlled by the Holy Spirit? Have we hidden his word in our heart so that we do not sin against the Lord? Are we submitted to the Lord God so that we can resist the devil? The promise is, he will flee from you. How precious, how gracious God is. The text this morning is verse 2. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Mercy, peace, love flow in abundance. Flow in abundance. The scriptures tell us we are living in perilous days. How much more we should know the mercy of God, the peace of God, the love of God, and to be people who give out mercy, peace, and love. One of the things which we are, and Alex touched on this, in these days we are being bombarded. Church leaders, those who are seeking to keep to the truth, are being bombarded with calls to unity. Well, we have to, if we're called out, we are to be separate. Not in an arrogant way, but in truth. Unity is in truth. We have to agree in the fundamentals of doctrines. That is why the elders of this church will not, cannot work with the Roman Catholics. We cannot engage with Muslims in cooperating so that we can see the transformation on earth. That is not our mandate. There will be no transformation on earth until Jesus comes. Hallelujah! And that will be a glorious day. Unity is real when we are sanctified in the truth. Oh, friends, we are preserved in Christ Jesus. By his grace, we are kept by Jesus Christ. We are slaves of Christ, servants of Christ. Are you a slave, a servant of Jesus, or are you still a servant of the evil one? Because the Bible, I'm only quoting the Bible, friends. God loves us so much that he wants us to know the truth, because the truth sets us free and it leads us into life. The Bible very, very clearly says this. And Jesus had some harsh words to say. He says, you're not believing me. You've got all your rules and laws because your father is still the devil. All of us by nature are born in sin, chafe, and iniquity. There's no good about us at all. But God has had mercy on us if we are now a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we were slaves to the evil one. But the moment you embraced by faith the Lord Jesus Christ, You had a new father. Whose father is yours today? If you're still in darkness, I pray before you leave this building, the Holy Spirit, who is quickening you, who is speaking to you right now, will cause you to humble yourself and to surrender to Jesus and let the good life begin. Hallelujah. So the question is then, just to clarify it, are you seeking first the kingdom of heaven or the interest of the world, which is basically your own interest? May mercy, peace and love be multiplied to you. Mercy, peace and love be in abundance to you. What a blessing. What a blessing. The mercy of God. Matthew Henry writes this: God's reasons of mercy are all drawn from himself, not from anything in us. That is such a superb introduction to this little epistle. Mercy, peace and love be multiplied to you. What a blessing this is. Do you know, blessings are most important biblically. We should seek them. You have it in the Old Testament, Father, Son, and so on. Genesis chapter 27. Blessings are important. I well remember Eddie Rowlands, some of you may recall, as we're going back a few years, actually speaking on the blessing of God many years ago. And Jude's experience is that those who read this epistle will experience the fullness of life that can only be found in Jesus. His heart's desire, as is the Apostle Paul, as is Peter's, as is all of the other writers of the New Testament, is that we should experience the life that is found in Jesus. But also, we should want that for our brothers and sisters. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Folk, how wonderful, really wonderful, if despite some, we may have some really challenging circumstances, things may seem to have gone a little pear-shaped, perhaps in family, or at work, in health. If on a Sunday morning we could go out of our way to pronounce a blessing, even if the person we're saying it to appears grumpy and in a mood, it would transform us. It would. Mercy, peace and love be yours. Some of you are in the habit, as I am often, to sign off your text messages. God bless you. I love it, because I know it's not just words. For a lot of people it may be words, but I know that person wants to bless me. They want God to bless me. They want God's best for me. We should do that more. We should do it more. Bless one another. Want God's best for them. May the Lord bless you with mercy, peace and love in super abundance, because our God is a bountiful God. Hallelujah. What a difference that would make to us, to our fellowship. What a difference if our attitude tomorrow morning was, I want to be a blessing in this place. I've been richly blessed. Make me a blessing, Lord, in the college, in the classroom, in my work, in my family. How can I bless others today? They may not deserve it. You sure didn't deserve the blessing of God. Nor did I. What is the opposite of blessing? Cursing. I just want us to turn again just a few chapters back to James. James chapter 3.
A good part of this chapter is on about the tongue, the untamable tongue. Let's, for the sake of brevity, just read from verse 8 of James chapter 3. It's on page 1074.
But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. I think a few weeks ago, Nikki, you did this subject in Sunday school, didn't you, about the tongue and so on. I've got your notes, so you did. You see, the tongue is very powerful in its influence and effects. The scripture says the tongue is set on fire by the devil. Now, cursing doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to bring down God's curse on you. I just want you cursed. I want Satan to curse you. It doesn't just mean that. Friends, when we show anger in our speech, when there's bitterness that pours out, when we're critical, having a critical, carping spirit, and being unkind to others, well, we're not blessing them, are we? So, these things ought not to be. Never miss an opportunity to keep your mouth shut. God give us the wisdom and grace to know what to say and when to say nothing. Mercy. Eleos. Eleos. Show kindness. God's loving kindness to you and to me. Show kindness. Show kindness, especially in the light of God's free and amazing grace. Why is mercy included in this blessing? Let's just turn to another couple of passages where this is used. 1 Timothy in chapter 1. I'll read it out if you want to say turning to it. 1 Timothy 1, verse 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Saviour and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope, to Timothy, a true son in the faith, grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Mercy and peace. Again, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. And then the third time you'll find it is in the second letter of John and chapter 3.
I can't find it now. It's there.
No. Oh no, here we are. 2 John verse 3. 2 John verse 3. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you. The context of those three verses, and also the verse in Jude, is wrong doctrine, false teachers. In each and every case, a blessing is being pronounced, and then warnings are given about wrong teaching, error, apostasy, and the danger of not staying in the faith. We need God's mercy. We need God's mercy to keep us, to protect us. What could Jude, what could Paul, what could John be saying? May the Lord have mercy on you as these false teachers try and infiltrate your congregations, your movements. Mercy! We are in church this morning because He has shown us mercy. How we need mercy when we are aware of our own failures and sin. Thank God, He's bountiful in His mercy. Mercy, peace, peace. When we have God's mercy, we receive God's peace. In our readings yesterday, we were reading John's Gospel, and it, knowing what I was going to be bringing this morning, it really, really struck me, the time that talks about God's peace. And if in John chapter 14, I'll just read out verse 27. You know this verse. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Okay, that's the word of God. Who's troubled this morning? Any of you in trouble? Are any of you troubled in your heart, in your mind? Ask God now to let His peace come upon you. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in me? God says. Cast your cares, anxieties to the Lord. He cares for you. In this world, you're going to have trouble. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The peace of God, which passes, transcends all understanding. Let it be yours now. Let it be yours now. We have peace, friends, when our soul is in harmony with God. We have peace when our soul is in harmony with God. Peace. Do you know what the best tranquilizer is? What's the best tranquilizer? He is, but that's not my answer. The best tranquilizer is a clear conscience. The best tranquilizer is a clear conscience. When you're at peace with God and peace with others. When your sin, your guilt has been laid at the feet of Jesus. And you've not let sin, anger, come to bed with you. Peace doesn't mean we have no troubles, but peace comes from the presence of God. Amen? We can still experience shalom, even when we're in dire straits. Hallelujah. That's what singles you out from the world. You've got peace which they at this moment know nothing of, because it's a peace from God. It's supernatural. Mercy, peace. Come in abundance to you now. Are you this morning needing to refocus on the Prince of Peace? Yeah, we need to discipline our minds. Please don't take the rubbish found on most so-called Christian TV channels. Seek discernment before buying the latest Christian bestseller. Please, friends, let your mind be stayed upon Jehovah, and He will bring you perfect peace. Peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Seek the Prince of Peace, you'll know peace. Don't accept substitutes. What is the third blessing? Love. Agape. When we experience the peace of God that defies natural understanding, it is then that we can really, really know and understand and overflow with the love of God. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. God's love is a love of choice. Yeah, think how much he puts up with you. I know a little about what he has to put up with me. Can you bless others like this? Why are you going to wait until they are perfect before you can love them? Husbands, wives, parents, children, family members. You wrote that unkind letter to me. I won't love you anymore. You didn't speak with me last week, so I shan't speak to you.
Pastor didn't telephone me, so I'm going to sulk. I'm not going to come to church.
That kind of love is selfish. It's about me, me, me. Isn't it? It's centered on me. But what sort of love does God show? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Friend, despite how much you may have been hurt, insulted, we do not give in to sin. But with God's help, we choose to love. That's why we have to stay close to the cross. It keeps us humble. But then we experience the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that way, your hurts, the roots of bitterness, will not have a hold over you. They will not have a hold over you. If bitterness takes root, it will defile you plus a lot of other people. Wherever you are rejected or attacked by others, put them on your prayer list. Put them on your prayer list. Start praying for them. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Hey, perhaps you don't feel that you deserve it. Praise God. That's the beauty of mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we pray what is from you, it will remain with us and that it will bear fruit. We want to be a fruitful people, Lord. Where some rotten branches have to be taken away and thrown away, Lord, give us the grace. We want you to be glorified in our life. We want to bear fruit. Help us, Lord, all who have received your mercy, to show mercy. All of us who have received your love, show out agape love. You have unconditionally loved us. All of us who have experienced the peace of God, may we be a peaceable people. Lord God, any this morning who need the touch of the Lord, who perhaps have allowed and have justified the anger, the roots of bitterness, and they've not been able to let go. Sometimes, Lord, it's almost impossible to, as it were, forgive, but if we hang on to it, Lord, it defiles us and we're grieving you. And so will you please, in your mercy, because it is, we're talking about your wonderful mercy, Lord, will you help such a person this morning to feel afresh the love of Jesus? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Oh God, let their faith see Jesus. Heal them, I pray. Lord, we're even to love our enemies. That's supernatural. Help us, Lord. Pray, O God, any who are really, really troubled that they have heard the voice of the Holy Spirit, calling them to lay down their cares, to come to Jesus. You are the burden bearer, that they may enter the good, beautiful Sabbath rest of Christ. Give them peace, your peace, Lord. Help us to love as we have been loved, even when others don't deserve it. And Lord, in terms of doctrine, in terms of our teaching, I pray, O God, we will be kept strong in you, faithful to your word. And even, Lord, if we are misunderstood, as we may have misunderstood others, I pray when we're misunderstood or called names, we will still love. But our first loyalty is to you, Lord, to your word. We want your mercy, Lord. So speak to us, that we will want to bless others. Help us tomorrow, if spared, Lord, to make sure we're a blessing to those we come into contact with. As we spend time with you, we put on the armour of God. Help us to make a difference, an impact.